Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Help me come up with a password for my computer. The digital team at work have gone too far. 3 months or so ago, they wanted me to change my password. I'd had the same one for the entire 3 year period I'd worked for the company. It was the generic standard one they set me, worked fine for everything. I did change it. 3 months later, they wanted it again. I've seen enough detective shows, Brooke, to know that changing your password regularly is actually less secure because you can't remember them and you have to write it down on a post-it note next to your computer, and that's how Sherlock Holmes is going to hack you.
I'm just glad that you're going through this, because since I started at the company, I've had to reset my password every couple of months. So it's nice that someone else has to do it too. I find having some sort of theme, a running theme on the passwords, if they're being changed so regularly, is really helpful.
Different kinds of biscuits.
I feel like you could also tie it to the fact that you're living in the Riverland, like, I don't know, River Rob or something. 595 or whatever. That could be a good option.
I'll write that down.
We do have a post on our Facebook page at Magic931. People were really keen to help out Bob. In fact, it's really funny that you used the term Bob's your uncle before, because Missy suggested Bob's your uncle 24.
Not bad.
Why not?
I'm my own uncle. It's kind of a Back to the Future kind of situation.
Annette has suggested Brooke's middle name, capital B, all one word. So not that I give you my middle name, just that that's the word you
the
use.
The phrase Brooke's middle name. Look, easy to remember.
Somebody else wrote Bob the Builder number one. That was Amy.
Oh, good, because I'm glad that people think of me as the definitive Bob the Builder.
Yeah, absolutely.
I put together an IKEA shelf once and people remembered it.
You're the go-to. Also, Michelle, a little bit more morbid, Bob COVID 2022.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Is it because I talk about COVID and trending?
No, I think it's just
spreading the lies.
That's the tie-in point. That's the, like, instead of it being about you being in the Riverland, the tie-in point is we have COVID still in 2022.
Okay, look, I'll front the blame on that one. Sorry, guys. Daniel and Glossop, what should my password be?
Look, many years ago, and I'm talking when I was a youngster, I had the password incorrect on my email because it was an email that I never used that often. And if my password was, I don't know, blue cat, red cat, and I forgot it, because let's be honest, it was an old email, and would come up as, then I changed it to incorrect, because then when I did it wrong, it said your password is incorrect. You go, oh yeah, it is too.
That's
how I remembered it.
That's brilliant. And you never would forget that, and you've always got the reminder.
Exactly right. And then all of a sudden, so I don't have that email account, by the way, if anyone's listening.
Daniel at Cool Guy.
I changed it as incorrect.
Changed it to incorrect. So any spelling discrepancies or any like capital letters or anything, or just incorrect, all lowercase, one word?
All lowercase, one word. I was a simple man back then.
Genius. No, you know what? It's not simple. It's very smart.
Well, I am definitely not going to change my password to that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just winking at you, Brooke.
Yeah, I was saying, why are you winking at me, Bob?
I don't want the Riverland to know my password, but it's a really good suggestion and I'm locking it down.
They won't tell anyone. Brilliant idea, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.